The Podfix Network.
So, Nacho, I believe you have a dog?
I do have a dog, indeed.
What kind of dog?
It's a mutt. I know it has some Sherman Shepherd, and a lot of people has said that he's like a Belgium Shepherd.
Okay.
But I never did the DNA thing.
Big dog, small dog?
It's about 93 pounds.
Ooh, okay. So medium to large?
Medium to large, I would
say. Male, female?
It's a boy.
Boy dog.
Yeah.
Do you pamper your dog?
What is pamper?
Like, take really, really good care of it. Treat it like one of your children.
I used to, because he used to be the only one on the family outside of my wife and I. Since we have kids, we've been kind of like neglecting him a little bit. I don't take him to the park as much, and we're trying to make an effort to spend a little more time on him and stuff.
Then I have something to help you out.
Okay.
Okay. Since you used to take really good care of him, but now you're neglecting him, I'm going to give you something that you can use to help you get back to pampering your dog.
Ooh, I like it.
It's called Sundays for Dogs.
Sundays for Dogs.
Yes, this is real food for dogs, formulated by a vet with only the highest quality fresh meats, veggies, fruit, and superfoods, and then air-dried to perfection. Let me tell you more. It's made in the United States at a USDA human food facility. It's made in a place that's good enough to make human food, except they make dog food there.
Oh, that's sick.
It's shelf-stable and affordable. It's 40% less than leading fresh brands. And I don't know if your dog is a picky eater. It's perfect for picky eaters. So if your dog, if you try to give your dog food and it's like, nah, I don't want that, he's going to love this. And it's customized for your dog's size, breed, and activity level. So, for example, if you were super active with your dog before, but now you're neglecting your dog, Sundays for Dogs will fit either of those scenarios.
Mm.
And if you get Sundays for Dogs and you don't like it, there's a hassle-free money-back guarantee.
Okay. I had a weird question because my kids sometimes eat the dog food.
No problem.
Is it kid-friendly?
Well, let me get to that next thing. Let me get to it in a moment. Hang on. But some of the other benefits for your dog: better stool, more energy, improved weight, and a softer coat. All of that starting at less than $2 a day. So it's very affordable. So listener, here's what I want to do. And Nacho, here's what I want you to do. Take 60 seconds, go to the website, it's sundaysfordogs.com, and find the right plan for your pup. Now, there's one more thing, because I've left out the best part. You can get 35% off your first order with promo code PODFIX. That's PODFIX. 35% off. So it's already 40% less than the average leading fresh brand. Then you can get another 35% off.
That's pretty cheap. It turns out like, what, less than $1.50 a day?
Yeah. For excellent, excellent dog food, it's very, very cheap. And regarding your children, so when you go onto the website and take the quiz for your dog, why don't you go ahead and take the quiz for your children as well?
I'll take a quiz for my kiddo.
Yeah. So then get one order for your pet and another order for your children. There you go, Nacho. Sundays.
Nice.
Sundays for Dogs.
I'll for sure check it out.
All right. Let's start the show.
Hello, listeners. You're listening to This Week Today, a comedy podcast that takes a brief look at this week in history, news, entertainment, and more.
Welcome to the show. I'm Tove. Adam is not with us today. He should be back next week. Instead, I bring you a very special guest. He's a friend of mine and fellow improviser at Dallas Comedy Club. Please welcome Nacho.
Hey, welcome to me. Sorry to miss Adam. I'm pretty sure I'm going to meet this guy eventually.
No, I think everyone's going to say, you know what? I kind of like Nacho. I don't miss Adam at all.
Could be. That could be a possibility. I'm open to that.
That's what normally happens when we have guests.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they usually like the guests more than they like Adam.
You guys are lacking on your loyalty for put Adam over here?
No, it's just Adam's very off-putting.
What is that?
He's just not very likable.
What? Really?
No.
Oh. I believe it for a split second, then you start laughing.
No, gosh, I can't. That's a bit I can't commit to. I can't trash my co-host. So let's get into this, because you and I haven't known each other that long.
No,
actually,
not really.
Actually, just a few months, maybe a couple months.
If so, yeah.
Yeah. I'm relatively new to my comedy improv journey, and you and I talked about this. You've been doing this about 4 years?
Yeah. It's like the January area of 2018, so that's about 4 years.
Okay, perfect. How long did it take you doing improv before you thought, I think I've got this. I think I can go out on stage and do pretty decent improv?
Funny you said so. I feel like as I was learning more and more of improv, I started realizing it was things that I was already applying to my life without knowing what it was.
Okay.
I was pretty much like a BSer all the time, just coming up with random stories or random characters. Or mm-hmm. even when we were like, I think, not even five, my brother and I and one of my aunts used to play this all made up show to my grandparents, my parents, and some uncles, who was like all based on whatever we were doing at the moment. So as soon as I started here with the improv thing, it was like, oh man, this is fun. And I feel like the whole thing of not having to prep a script or everything, it's fine, no wrong answers, is such a welcoming thing that is, yeah, I felt like I fit in right away.
So it was exactly your style of comedy.
Yes. Kind of like that. Because I used to do, like, trying to make my friends laugh on whatever was happening on the time. I remember just approaching random people on the street with my friends so I can get a laugh. And I feel like, yeah, that's kind of like pretty much being quick on your feet and a lot of improvising.
And the audience may be picking up on just a tad bit of an accent.
Yes.
You're from?
Argentina. Yes, sir. Good, sir.
And that's going to come into play towards the end of the show.
Okay. I'm looking forward for that.
Yes. So anyway, thank you so very much for being here. We appreciate you filling in for Adam. It's also been a delight to get to know you. We've done a little bit of improv together. Mm-hmm. You're really fun to play improv with.
Appreciate it.
You have a big presence on stage. You're great at playing big characters or responding really big to your scene partner. Would you agree with those things?
Yeah, it's some notes that I usually get. Yeah,
you play pretty big, like pretty energetic, pretty. Like if someone comes on with a lot of energy, you're probably going to choose to match versus play the alternative. Would you agree?
Yeah, I agree and appreciate that.
Yeah. Also, I've only seen you briefly without a beard. The first time I met you,
yes,
you had a tremendous beard.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next time I saw you, you had shaved the entire thing off.
Yeah.
So do you normally go through a beard cycle?
So usually I don't.
Okay.
I was trying to trim it, and a lot of people that trim it at 100 beers, I bet they happen. Like you're trimming, and then you realize maybe under the neck you went a little too far, and then you have to just, you know, level down. And then at the end, I was like, I'll just shave it all.
Yeah. Well,
but it was the first time that this community had seen me without the beard, so it was like a fun time just getting people's reactions.
I found it completely shocking. Only because you didn't have just a little beard. Like you had a beard.
Yeah. I think it was growing for like a couple solid 6-7 months without me touching it.
It was glorious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should have buried.
Actually what you got going on now is also really solid.
Appreciate
I think
it.
I could probably grow a beard the rest of my life and not have what you have right now.
You know,
now.
It's fun, and I think like it's super silly, but a lot of people sometimes, I feel like different hairs on your beard takes different times.
Uh-huh.
So you got to just let it at least 2 months, I would say, to at least know what you're dealing with.
2 months?
Yeah, because then you have like, I think at the one month mark, I have like some patches, but if I wait for like month two, they start to fill up because it's hairs that grow at a different speed that the other hairs.
Okay, so if I give it 8 days, you're saying not close enough.
You don't have enough to even know what you have.
Okay, so are you encouraging me to take the rest of the summer?
I encourage every human being that can grow to just not shave for at least 3 months.
Really?
And then see, okay, this is what... Because I feel like at any stage, you can pull something off. Look like Johnny Depp or like Robert Downey Jr. on the Tony Scar thing. Like,
yeah.
Even with like what some consider Apache beards, they can still pull something cool off. There's some different styles and whatnot.
What I'm afraid of is that I'll attempt to grow a beard, and instead I'll just have what looks like mange.
I don't know what a mange is.
That's like a hair disease that animals have.
No, I don't think so. No, I feel every even the slightest low amount of facial hair is facial hair, and it's respectable.
No,
if it's well groomed and pull it off, you can pull off any time.
I'm gonna do it, and I'm gonna be really proud of it. But then someone's gonna go, I think you have something on your face right here. And they're going to do this, and they're going to try to wipe it off. And they're like, oh my gosh, that's hair. And with that, let's get started and take a look at the calendar special days so everyone knows what to celebrate this week. Nacho, today, I don't know if you chose to do this, but today you could celebrate National Drive-In Movie Day.
Mm.
Have you been to a drive-in film?
It's on my list. I haven't. There are not too many in Argentina.
Okay. Tomorrow is National VCR Day.
Those are the things on your head, right?
No, that's VR. VCR is the...
Oh, yes, I know what those are. Yeah.
From like the 80s, maybe the 90s, but by the 90s, we'd already moved on to like Laserdisc.
The Blockbuster.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah. Yes, and we moved on. Somewhere in the 90s, I think we moved on to DVDs and Laserdiscs. Tuesday is National Best Friends Day. Do you have a best friend?
Yeah, we have. I do. But we have. We celebrate it also on July.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
It's inspired on the moon landing.
Well, then people
it's
can...
the same date.
Is same as Best Friends Day?
Yeah. So it's inspired on the moon landing. And I think it's something related to they were friends and they went to the moon or something.
Huh. Okay. Wednesday is National Egg Roll Day. Have you had an egg roll?
I think... Is that Asian food? I think it's Chinese food.
Yep,
the egg rolls?
The roll.
Yeah,
pretty good. Usually fried.
Yes, with this sweet, sour sweet sauce. What is it?
It's delicious.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Thursday, National Megalodon Day. There was a movie.
Yes, with Jason Statham.
Statham?
That guy?
Yes. Yes. Didn't see it. Heard it was excellent.
Did you? From who?
All the people that saw the movie that said it was excellent.
Oh, man, I don't
movie
I don't,
about a giant shark. How is that not excellent?
Because it's a movie about a giant shark. It's already been done by Steven Spielberg.
Friday is National Hug Your Cat Day. Oh, so you're making a hand signal that indicates you don't care for cats.
No way, not a huge cat fan.
Okay, well then I'm gonna apologize to Tiff Franks, who is absolutely in love with her cats. Perhaps she can hug her cats for us. And we'll wrap up a week of really good celebrations on Saturday with National Flip Flop Day.
Yes, that's I'm all forward for.
That's an event you can get behind.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, I would wear my flip flops every day.
All right, Nacho, how about we turn our attention to this week in history?
In history, yes, sir, yes, sir. So, 1777, Congress adopts the Stars and Stripes for the official U.S. flags.
Have you ever considered the different countries or whether or not they had a good graphic designer?
I do. I was a huge fan of flags when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I used to play this game, Carmen Sandiego.
Yes.
I play with the dictionary. My favorite always stand up was Nepal because they have a flag that doesn't follow in the standard rectangle that all the other ones. They have two triangles that resemble the horizon mountains of the Himalayas.
And you're like, that country had a good design team.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, that's a good one. And then there's other ones that you're like, okay, we use them too much. Like, you know, like France is the same as the Netherlands, but backwards.
They need to edit.
Yeah.
Edit a little bit. I agree.
I feel like the U.S. is pretty original. I grew up in Argentina, so I always compare it with the one in Uruguay, who's like similar into design, but different colors. But
yep.
Yeah, flags I think are really cool. All right, moving on. 1846, U.S.-Canadian border established. 1884, first roller coaster in America opens.
Roller coasters?
Huge fan.
I am too.
I think this one was in the Northeast, the first one.
I wouldn't know because our tradition on this show is that we do not research things. Mm.
I was hoping to be Six Flags. I heard the OG was here in Arlington.
I don't know about that. Maybe.
1885, Statue of Liberty arrives in New York Harbor. 1922, Warren G. Harding becomes the first U.S. president to be heard on the radio. 1963, Soviet cosmonaut Valentina Tereshkova becomes first woman in space. 20 years later, 1983, Sally Ride becomes the first American woman in space.
So, should the United States be embarrassed that it took them 20 years after the Russians to put a woman in space?
I think they put a man in the moon, so that kind of like gives them some handicap to be, hey...
That's really?
Fine. We can take 20 years to put another woman. We put a man in the moon.
All right. Fair enough.
1987, President Ronald Reagan challenged Mikhail Gorbachev to tear down this wall.
I think it took him another 2 years, though.
Yes, it did. Mm-hmm. In fact, it was in 1989.
So he didn't take that advice right away.
And I doubt it was because he was threatened by Ronald Reagan.
Oh, you don't think so?
No, I think there was some... if I remember correctly, there was some movement stuff going on, not just because he got a call from Ronald Reagan. I don't think he respected him after he was an actor and then a president.
He was also governor of California.
Yes. Not a respectful thing, I think, in Russian standards.
Okay.
Right. 1994, Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman murder. Oof. That sounds bad.
Are you not familiar with the story?
But the first time I thought OJ Simpson, I always recognize as the guy of the Naked Gun movies.
I
didn't know he was like a professional football player before.
Wow.
And then I found out here that it was the whole thing of he murdered his wife, apparently, or this like controversial.
And this other guy.
And this other guy, and then there's something about a glove that I know is iconic, but that's about it.
I find it absolutely amazing, and it's not your fault, like you're not even from this country, that there's a population of people out here that are not aware of that story, because it was like the biggest thing from that day for like the next 2 years.
Yeah.
The trial went on for like a year.
Wow.
It was incredible.
And it was like followed by the media and stuff, right? Every
day. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yes. Like you wouldn't believe. Like it was all day, every day for a year.
More than what is happening currently with Johnny Depp and the other girl?
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's a lot of coverage.
So take that, except it's a double murder of one of the greatest running backs of all time, and stretch it out for a year.
Oh, sick. I didn't know he was that good as a professional
one of the
player.
Best of all time.
Man.
And before that, beloved. Like he was funny in movies. He was in Hertz Rent-A-Car commercials. Like he was bigger than life. Like huge.
Wow.
And then he allegedly murdered two people in a very grisly fashion. Then went on a slow speed chase with police that shut down the LA freeway. Then he got arrested, and then that turned into a year-long trial.
What do you say, like, long, low speed? What's he going like? What did under like just that was like a low speed chase?
He was in the back seat. His best friend Al Cowlings was in the front seat driving a white Bronco. The white Bronco's famous.
Uh-huh.
And they were literally going down the freeway in LA, down the middle lane. There's videos of it on YouTube at like, I don't know, 45 miles an hour with a bunch of cops behind it. And then a huge crowd up on all the bridges that they passed, holding up signs and cheering for him as he drove by.
What?
And one of my buddies, Travis, his dad took him out to one of those bridges, and it, like as a kid, because it was a long time ago, was standing on the bridge when OJ drove by.
Just watching it like this, some sort of parade.
Yes, oh, exactly.
That's so bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yes.
So that's a follow-up to, in 1994, OJ Simpson leads LA police on a slow-speed chase.
That's right.
Oh, that's crazy.
Totally insane. The entire story was insane. Wow. And I'm absolutely delighted that I'm the person that gets to bring you up to speed on all of that craziness from nearly 30 years ago, by the way.
Yeah, that's been a minute.
Yes, it has. All right, well, Nacho, with that, let's get to the news.
Oh, great, with my favorite jingle.
All right, Nacho, I'm going to ask you a question, like I often do with Adam.
Okay.
Do you shop online?
Rarely. Better rarely.
And have you bought anything unique? Have you bought anything unique online?
Well, right now I'm trying to get an Argentinian jersey kid size for prepping for the World Cup for my kid.
Okay. Well, I have a unique item that you might be interested in.
Okay.
Reality TV star Stephanie Motto has a new business venture selling jars of her boob sweat.
What?
Jars of her boob sweat.
Sweat.
Sweat from her boobs.
Like water salty from her boobs.
Like perspiration that's come off of her breasts.
That is ridiculous. How much do they go for?
I have an answer to that question. She's actually been doing this for the past 2 weeks. And so what she does is, so she had a pool installed at her house. She had a pool put in.
Uh-huh.
And so she lays out by the pool until she gets sweaty enough that it generates enough sweat that she can fill small jars of her boob sweat. I'm not going to tell you how much. I'm going to have you guess. Guess how much a jar, this much.
How famous is this person? I know you mentioned and some people might know, but
she's a relatively famous reality TV star. She's on the show 90 Day Fiancé, which I've heard of, but I've never watched.
Okay, but was in that show only once? Because she needed to get married.
I honestly have no idea.
Okay.
I just know that she's known for her YouTube presence and being a star on 90 Day Fiancé.
Okay.
And
so a small jar of her boob sweat.
Probably bottle, like a little bottle is a better word for it. So like a little bottle of boob sweat.
How crazy these people. Okay, I'll say, and this already sounds outrageous, $200?
Very close.
Okay.
$300 to $500 per bottle.
Oh, that is... why do people don't just buy one share of an SAP 500 and hold it? Do you know what I mean?
Yes. So she's selling jars of her boob sweat and she explains in a video that's in the article, if you want to look it up, that sometimes she just can't fill the bottle enough. Those go for closer to 300. If she gets a full bottle, that's 500.
That's quality control. Right? Not caring.
Right? She was averaging $5,000 per day.
On the jars alone?
Selling boob sweat.
I mean, cheers to her, because I feel like she's finding an audience for her product.
Absolutely.
The people that buy it, I don't know. I just can't empathize.
What would you like to say about the people that are buying it?
I'm like, I can think of a bazillion amount of things more productive for you to spend $200 to $500, even donate to, like, I don't know, just any ONG of your liking, but just buying someone else's sweat. How can you even?
It's Stephanie Motto's sweat, and it's her boob sweat, Nacho.
But is it? Could be some, like, she could, like, if I put a bottle of her boob sweat and my armpit sweat, you cannot tell the difference.
Yes, you can. Hers is magic, and you know it.
I'll have to Google and double check that. I don't know if there's some magic on the sweat.
Well, I've got some bad news because she ran into a problem.
What?
A black bear wandered onto her property.
Okay.
Like a large black bear, and she doesn't feel safe sitting out by her pool.
So the bear's still in? She haven't called, like, rangers or animal
patrol? She can't get the bear to go away.
Oh.
So she can't lay out by her pool, therefore she can't sweat, therefore she can't generate her product.
Well, in this economy, I would say that she's just going to have some inconvenience with the supply, that the man will go crazy high because you only have a couple bottles left. And she'll pull the prices. People will pay $2,000 in the future due to this lack of supply.
Maybe you're right. Maybe mm-hmm. you're right. Well, not one to give up, she came up with a solution to the problem. She's considering installing a sauna inside her house.
Smart, resourceful. And I bet you can write some taxes off because it's a business-related expense.
That's right. So thankfully, she figured out a way to save her business. Now, Nacho, I think you'll be interested to know that this is not the first time she's cashed in on her bodily functions.
Okay.
Last year, she made over $100,000 jarring her farts.
No, I feel like we need to draw a line. That's a BS.
No, she actually did that. That's a for real. Yes. Now, that ended, Nacho, because she ate way too many fiber bars and landed in the emergency room after she thought.
Is this fact checked? Yeah, like, is it, have you enter an ER because she tore down her butt or something like that?
This is a real story. I'm not kidding you. She messed up her digestion so badly that she thought she was having a heart attack, and she went to the emergency room.
That is so ridiculous. Like, the thing that the people in the ER have to live with, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you might imagine, it turned out she did not have a heart attack, or as she put, a fart attack. It was actually indigestion, and she just changed her diet, and she was fine.
Oh, man. I wonder what her diet was, that it was, like, intentionally made to make her fart more.
Well, there's an article about it and a video that you can that people can go look up, and they can read all about what she ate to generate her jars of farts.
I don't even want to know how much those were going for.
It says in the article.
Oh, geez.
I'm sorry, Nacho, but we don't have time for our next story.
Oh, that sounds bad.
Yeah, but I do have a headline.
Okay.
Woman who is sexually attracted to planes wants to marry her toy plastic airplane.
I read it. I watched it and I thought it was crazy. Yeah, I was like, what is... Jeez. I feel like those pastors that they're, like, allowed in you to marry anything, they're on the money. There's no longer pursuing the fine of love and, you know, uniting people for the rest. It's like, no, we don't care.
You think they're just there to make a fast buck?
And then the fun thing is, like, is those divorce affect the rate of like the 65 40 that exists for normal marriages? Like, is it, oh, well, I divorced my plane because now I married a Boeing 747 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, is that goes to the married people
divorce
rate?
Statistics? That is an excellent question.
It's like for the 60 40, they're like, okay, fine, but you guys are marrying people with planes. So, which ones are actually human to human marriage? You know what I mean? What are my odds there?
Huh. Man, I wish we could verify or answer your question.
It would be fun.
Why would it? Well, as we always do, we promise the listener to make every possible effort to get to that story in a future episode.
Okay. Well, there's some hope.
If that's what you want to call it. All right, Nacho. Do you have birthdays for us?
I do. I do have celebrity birthday coming on this week. We have Cooper Kupp. He's turning 29. We have Mary Kate and also Ashley Olsen. They're turning 36. We have famous tennis player Venus Williams. She's turning 42.
Mm-hmm.
Steve-O is turning 48.
Do you know who that is?
Yes. I love Jackass movies. I think they're hilarious and a huge prompt of comedy.
Have you seen the latest one?
No. I'm still waiting to come for free. I don't think it's worth the $6.
Oh, no.
Renting on Amazon.
You don't feel like you need to go and pay $12 at the theater with the
surround sound? No, I'm not going to go. No, because I'll be crying, laughing half of it. I need to.
Need to be able to rewind.
I need to rewind it.
That's a good point.
We have Neil Patrick Harris turning 49 this week. Ice Cube is turning 53. We have Courtney Cox turning 58. Boy George is turning 61. Tim Allen is turning 69.
Nice.
I think he's mad that he was not casted to do the new Buzz Lightyear animated version. You know, they casted...
Oh, Chris I didn't
Evans.
Know that. Is there a controversy about that?
I think I should start it because he was the OG Buzz Lightyear.
That's true.
And now they did a standalone movie and they cast someone else.
Okay, so you don't know that he's mad. You're actually starting that rumor right here.
He's probably mad, but he doesn't want to share it. But I think he's pissed.
Okay, well then we're breaking that story right here, right now on this podcast that Tim Allen is super ticked. That he's not in the new Buzz Lightyear movie.
He's pissed.
There you go. Check Twitter. Check your other news sources. That story's about to break.
Mm-hmm. And lastly but not least, we have Barry Manilow turning 79. He's getting up there.
All right. How about some born this week, but now dead?
All right. Thank you, Nacho. And thank you, Clay Groves. I have one person and one person only who was born on this day, but is now dead. Gerald Ford. He was never elected, Keith, but after Richard Nixon resigned in the wake of the Watergate scandal, he served as U.S. president from 1974 to 1977. He died in 2006 at the age of 93. Today, he would be 109.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. All right, Nacho, we have just one more thing before we go.
Okay.
And since you're from Argentina...
Yes, sir.
I think it's a really fun coincidence that what we're going to play... is the fourth and final installment of Adam's Argentinian Road Trip Audio Diary.
Sick.
Yeah. So, as listeners know, Adam took a work trip to Argentina, and he gifted us with an audio documentary of it. It comes in four parts, and this is the conclusion.
What's up, man? It's Adam. This is how I talk. It's 4:45 in the morning. Just landed and cleared customs. Now in my car, ready to go home. And, thankfully, I had a beautiful trip until I got home and saw a middle-aged woman completely berate her middle-aged husband for being so stupid that he can't do the global entry properly and yell at him and then, like, drag him around like a small child. So it's good to be home, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon. This is Adam. This is how I talk. And I will complete my Buenos Aires, Argentina road trip right here. Thanks, guys. Dunbar.
All right. There you go. Thank you, Adam.
Yeah. Not a lot of mentions of Argentina, but it was good.
No, that was in the previous three installments.
Oh.
If you heard a couple episodes, he had an amazing meal for not very many dollars.
Yes, that's pretty much what happens down there.
Yeah, basically he explained that he had an entire multi-course steak dinner with another person for a total of $60, mm-hmm. including wine, an entire bottle of wine.
Oh, yeah, that's called parrillada, and it comes like for two, for four, and it comes with a bunch of different cuts.
All right, well, thank you, Adam. And thank you, Nacho, for joining us today.
Oh, please. Very welcome. Thank you for the invite.
Now, sometimes people come on here and they've got a podcast or something to promote. Uh-huh. They're on social media.
Okay.
Do you have any place you want people to follow you?
No, I quit all social media stuff. Related.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Good for you. Well, the one thing they can do is, are you on any club teams right now?
Yes, I'm in one of the club teams in Dallas.
Okay, and that's still on Wednesday nights?
It's on Wednesdays nights, yeah.
Okay, well, if you like live comedy and you're in Dallas or you're visiting Dallas, come down and see Nacho perform every Wednesday night with, what's the name of your club team?
It's called Baby Mafia right now.
Oh, that's right, Baby Mafia. That is a great team. It's got Ryan Bixall and...
Ryan Bixall, Jordan White, Daniel Stays, Lauren Allman, Hannah Westbrook, and Brittany Taylor.
Really strong group of players.
Yeah, sick.
Including our friend Nacho.
Appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah, so come into Dallas and come see some live comedy. It's very, very funny. Just some brief credits before we go. Come join us in our Facebook group. It's called the Gravity Beard Interns. Find us on Twitter by searching @ThisWeekPod. The number for the JonBenet Ramsey Crime Tips Hotline is 214-531-3936. We'd appreciate it if you would subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. This Week Today is a proud member of the PodFix Network. For more information, go to podfixnetwork.com or search @PodFix on Twitter. Thank you to our friend Phil Rood for our custom logo. For my pal Nacho, I'm your co-host Toph. You can listen to This Week Today. It's what your ears will want to be listening to.
Chao, nos vemos, gente. Saludos.
This Week Today is a proud member of the PodFix Network.